Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going, man?
Hey, man. I'm feeling the, you know, I'm usually, you know, chipper, you know, happy, you know, just to do this show. But, man, I know deep down inside you're feeling the same way how I'm feeling right now, man. It's NFL,
yeah.
Man. Today's NFL, man, is really... I'm really peed out about this. We're going to lead off with a little football. Of course, I'm going to talk about this ongoing Jet game. They're in halftime. Jets are losing 28-13. Mm. And, of course, it's an ugly day in NFL in New York City right here, right now. And the Jets, Giants, another New York team, trying to push to the playoffs. And, they had a horrible game against the Redskins. We're going to talk about that. We're going to lead off with the football, of course.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about the Knicks, even though it's a preseason game. You know, we're both pumped up about that. We'll talk about that momentarily. Talk a little bit about MLB. And lastly, you know, talk a little sports entertainment. Tables, ladders, and chair pay-per-view coming up later tonight. And, of course, as usual, ladies and gentlemen, you know the number. You know, feel free to call in, talk sports entertainment, and everything else. You know the deal. And look forward to hearing from you guys. If not, you know, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. For you guys scoring at home, the number is 917-388-4189, 917-388-4189. 4189. Sports, entertainment, and everything else. What's up, man? I guess we'll lead off with your Giants here, man.
Yeah, it looks like both New York teams woke up this morning and we're looking past these games today. They were looking forward to the games next week, but Giants today, they look lost. They were dropping passes. Offense wasn't on point. The defense giving up big plays to the Redskins, who suck. And yeah, I mean, this didn't look like the same team that beat the Cowboys in that wild game last week. They were Akeem Nix, Manningham. They were dropping passes. I mean, Eli Manning himself, you know, he did good, but the wide receivers didn't help him out today. And they didn't establish a running game that much today either. And the Redskin offense, man, they were tearing up that Giant secondary. You know, they made Rex Grossman look like freaking Aaron Rodgers today.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous.
I know, man. It's it's a bad loss, man. No way to sugarcoat it. I mean, it looked like both teams were looking forward to next week's game, Christmas Eve game. I mean,
yeah.
These guys, haven't shown up. Period. And it's a tough, loss for the Giants. As they push through, trying to hold on to the division. But, this doesn't help them.
I thought Giants were going to come out better because Cowboys, they won yesterday against the Buccaneers. You know, they Sandusky the Buccaneers yesterday.
Oh, my God.
They molested the freaking Buccaneers yesterday. But Giants today, man, they didn't put up much of an effort. They look like they're sleeping. They're sleepwalking, man. So next week, they have a big game against the Jets, which me and you will be at next week.
Yeah, I know.
That's going to be a big game for both teams.
Yeah, first Jet game, I'm checking out. First ever football game, first Jet game. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
But, man, the way how these teams are playing, this week, today, man, it's really putting an air out of the balloon, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, both teams really needed. Both teams needed today's game, but now they're really both teams. I mean, both teams could be. Both teams are really going to need next week game also.
Yeah, Giants. They can't be like going. Last year, you saw the way they collapsed. This year, they can't do the same thing. I mean, come on. If they collapse again this year, then heads are going to have to roll. People are going to have to get fired. Because 2 years in a row, this can't happen.
And you know who's the first guy that's going to be on the chopping block, who people have been after his head for years? You know who that is?
Tom Coughlin.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
The guy's a good coach, but, he's not a player's coach. And,
I disagree with that. I think he's a player's coach. Don't get me wrong. The guy's a disciplinarian. But it's just, I don't know, I guess he's not, I don't know, I guess the players that this year, they're not getting what he's saying to them. But he's unfortunately going to have to pay the price for them not listening.
Yeah, but even before they won the Super Bowl, they were calling for Tom Coughlin's head. He's too strict. He finds them when they're late and all that stuff.
That's what you gotta, you can't let these players get away with murder, man.
No, I agree. I agree.
These players gotta do what they want.
I agree with that. I mean, that's why I'm saying he's not a player's coach. I mean, he doesn't let anything slide. He shouldn't. I mean, these guys are supposed to be professionals. I mean, they should know better. And now they have to look forward to Jets' game next week.
I think the defensive coach needs to go. He sucks, man.
Which coach you said?
The defensive coach that we have, Furo.
Yeah.
Furo, what was his name? He needs to go.
Oh, yeah, Furo, right.
Spagnuolo, man, we miss that guy.
Yeah,
that guy has some great skills, man.
Yeah, man, the defense definitely haven't been the same since Spagnuolo left.
Spagnuolo, he had, like, you know, he... he learned from Jim Johnson, who's the defensive coordinator for Eagles, and you know he had the same schemes as the Eagle defense has, but this defense, this Giant defense, hasn't been the same since Spagnuolo left.
Yeah, it definitely hasn't. Entrell Roll, man, this guy just keeps talking and talking. He don't do nothing.
And all these guys, they talk, man. They just shut their holes.
Oh, man. And speaking of a team that ain't doing nothing, the Jets, man. I mean, they were down 28-0, man. This was a team. I know Vic is, you know, this is Vic's second game back after having the two broken ribs. And I know they have a 5-8 record, you know. I mean, you shouldn't take them lightly because, you know, they're a talented team.
Yeah, they got a lot of talent. They underachieved this year, but I guess because they were injured, so.
Yeah, man. And they're just dominating the Jets. I mean, Jets at one point was losing 28-0.
Yeah. Looks like Jets are getting back into it. You know, they're down 28-13 right now.
Yeah.
Right now, they are moving the ball in this second half.
Yeah, well, they better hurry up because they're literally running out of time here.
Yeah. There's turnovers, you know. That's what's killing them in this game.
Oh, absolutely, man. Santonio dropped balls and one that led to interception. I mean,
yeah,
it's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, they need to play smarter baseball. Baseball, football.
The way how they're playing, it looks like they don't even know what sport they're playing. They look like they're playing dodgeball or something. My gosh, man. Is anyone who's playing dodgeball? I mean, other than that touchdown he scored, but then he got flagged for the taunting. I mean, seriously, why are you taunting a team when you're getting your butt kicked?
Don't ever do that. I hate when people, like, if you're down, don't talk.
Why are you doing that?
I hate when athletes do that.
For real?
Wait till you're up to talk.
Seriously. I mean, they were down, like, 28-0, and then they kicked a field goal to make it 28-3. I'm like, wow, hooray. We're down by 25 points now. I mean, seriously, man. This is a joke, man.
Yeah, well, you know, let's see what they do here in the second half.
Oh man, they need a miracle, man. Maybe we should get Tim Tebow to play for us for this game, and after that, train him back to the Broncos. Oh man. But seriously, all right. Sanchez is trying to avoid getting sacked again, and he throws the ball away.
It looks like
he took a hit. Oh.
Yeah, that was a hard hit.
And he looks like he's looking for contact lenses. I don't even know if he wore contacts.
Oh, goddamn. It looks like he got injured or something.
Oh, man. No one's protecting him. Wait, he's protecting this guy. And this dude, I forgot his name.
What the hell was that? It didn't even, well, it looked like he just held him and then. It looked like he just laid down. But yeah, crazy day in the NFL. Packers, they're not defeated anymore.
Bad time.
They got beaten by the Chiefs in a close game today, 19-14.
Man.
So right now, Packers are 13-1, so they're not going to
really,
be.
The history is over. Their chase for history is over now.
Yep. Uh-huh. And ironically, the coach for the Chiefs, Romeo Crennel, he used to be a defensive coordinator for the Patriots,
yep,
who had that 21-game consecutive winning streak in 2003 to 2004. So,
right.
I guess he didn't want the Packers matching that record.
And let me see what's going on in that Pats versus Denver Broncos.
Pats versus God.
Well, I agree with that Saturday Night Live skit with that fake Jesus. I do agree with Bill Belichick is the devil.
God versus the devil.
Let me see. What channel is this game on? Is this game on?
Pats versus Broncos?
Yeah.
I don't think it's on network television, is it?
Don't look like I don't see it on.
No, I don't think it's on. Unless you live in Boston or, you know, Denver.
Yeah.
Or another area.
Yeah, it ain't on TV at all. Oh, well.
You get the updates from ESPN, you know.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But I think they're down. Broncos are down by 8, I think, last time I checked.
Hmm. So, yeah, man. Crazy day in football, for sure.
Yeah. It is.
I just need to wake up, man. But, I guess we'll switch gears to another team in New York. I guess the only New York team that's doing good lately, the New York Knicks, as weird as that sounds. A preseason game, you know, yesterday. They played their first preseason game. I mean, no, we're not. I'm not waving the pom-poms yet. You know, I'm not, you know, scheduling that Tinker Take parade, you know.
Yeah, of course
not. The Knicks championship. But, I mean, for the most part, they played well. And, they had their first game, Amari, Carmelo, and the new Nick, Tyson Chandler,
mm-hmm.
The new big three in New York City.
Yep.
And, they played decently. I mean, they led to the win. Guys who really had big games, even though it's preseason. I know it's preseason, but, you know, Ronaldo Bachman, he had, like, at least 17 points. Sean Burt, the new rookie point guard, he scored, I think, 16.
Yep.
Is it just me, or does that guy look like a little Amari?
He does, yeah. He does look like a little... His little brother.
That should be his nickname, Little Amari. Hopefully he could dunk like him. But, it was a good game. What was it? Like, 93-82?
Yeah.
I mean, preseason stats don't count. If not, we would have been retiring Ronaldo Bachman jersey after yesterday's game.
Yeah, he had like an MVP performance yesterday.
Yeah, the fans were actually chanting MVP.
Crazy, man. But yeah, it was a good game. But you know, it is preseason, so I'm not taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Eagles just scored another touchdown here.
What else is new?
Yeah. Sucky day in New York football continues.
Oh man. Well, look at the bright side. Christmas Eve. The ugly day of football is going to end for one of the teams.
Yep. Me and you next weekend. Going into that.
Right.
Gonna freeze our ass off.
One of us is gonna go home happy, and one of us is gonna go home crying.
And cold.
knowing the history of my teams, I think it's gonna be me.
Oh, you don't know. Don't bet on that. What happened? What I saw last year, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens this year.
Oh man! Last time I went to a game with you, your Yankees with the Mets. What, man?
Oh yeah, I remember you left there crying that day.
I was crying on the inside, not on the outside. I can't let you cold-hearted Yankee fans, you know, see me cry. I was crying on the inside.
I guess the best part was you first seeing those good-looking girls.
Oh yeah, that
at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the only icing on the cake for me. Because the New York Mets imposters, you know, they didn't show up that game. Or that series, anyway. But I digress. Let me see, what else? Speaking of baseball, Jimmy Rollins re-signed with the Phillies.
Yep.
No shocker there. Mets are interested in Gio Gonzalez, you know, the lefty hurler for the Oakland A's. However, don't go to Modell's and buy his jersey yet, because Mets are not going to trade any of their top prospects for him. So I don't know how they expect to get him.
Wow.
I mean, they're not going
to trade their prospects. How do they expect to get him?
They're not going to trade their top five or six prospects to get him. So, yeah. Don't expect him to pitch at Citi Field this year. There's rumors that you guys, they're asking you guys for, like, Manuelo and Montero, and, you know, your other top prospects and other teams' other top prospects, but Mets are not going to budge, you know.
Oh.
Their prospects. He ain't coming.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, back to NBA. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention this. Baron Davis cleared waivers, so he's expected to sign with the Knicks. Lakers is a possibility, but the reports are saying that he's most likely going to sign with the Knicks.
Baron Davis?
Yeah.
Well, let's see, you know.
Problem with him, you know, there's rumors that he has a bulging back, you know.
Yeah, he's had some injuries the last few seasons, so.
He's going to miss some time. So, you know, hopefully if he does sign with the Knicks and when he does become healthy, you know, he could be a spark for the Knicks, like he was against the Knicks last year when he forced the Knicks off the bench.
I hope so. You know, when he's a healthy, he's a good point guard. You know?
Yeah, he is. He passes the ball. I mean, he's not, you know, like an elite point guard, but, I mean, back in his days, I mean, he could play with the best of them.
Yeah, of course.
So hopefully we could get a little lightning, you know, in the bottle with that guy.
Yeah, man, I hope so. But I have good feelings about the Knicks this year. Very good feelings.
Yeah, I think so. And, of course, for you guys, in case you guys weren't scoring at home, the New Jersey Nets are, next year they're going to be called the Brooklyn Nets, but this year they're going to be called the New Jersey Williams, because now they have three Williams. They have the star point guard. They got New York Knicks defectors Sheldon Williams and Sean Williams.
Sean Williams, yeah.
Briefly, we were on the team last year. And before he signed with the Nets, Sean Williams was pretty much, you know, saying that, you know, there's no doubt he's going to sign with the Knicks. You know, he's just waiting to see, you know, how, you know, their situation with Crawford.
Yeah.
But, of course, after the Crawford situation, he signed with the Knicks. You know, he got an offer he couldn't refuse. He had a 2-year, $6 million contract. And Knicks was only going to offer a 1-year, 2.5. So, you know, you do the math.
He just couldn't wait.
Yep. And plus, they gave him a sweeter deal, so.
Oh, well. Who cares?
He's in it.
Let him go. We'll be better with or without him.
Yeah, he basically was going to be a three-point shooting center off the bench, pretty much.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Bibby can resurrect his career. Hopefully, Baron Davis could, you know, contribute if he does join the team, as expected.
Yeah, I hope so.
But it'll be an interesting season for the Knicks.
It's going to be a questionable one and an exciting one.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw I know you didn't see the whole Knicks preseason game, but did you hear when Will Clyde Frazier was saying, where's Mr. Kardashian?
I didn't hear that. He said that.
Yeah. And, of course, he's referring to Chris Humphries. Who,
yeah, he didn't sign with that stuff.
Yeah, he's most likely going to sign with the Nets. He's still a free agent. Last time I checked. But.
No, didn't he sign already? Isn't he with Dallas or something? Dallas or Utah?
Not that I know of. I think he was a free
agent. Minnesota, I think?
He is from Minnesota, so you're right. He could have signed with. Why would he sign with the Timberwolves?
I guess for the money. I think he was born there in Minnesota.
Yeah. So that's not out of the question.
I thought he signed already with someone.
I think he's still a free agent.
Oh, okay.
But lastly, I guess we'll shift gears back to, well, actually now to the WWE. They got the pay-per-view event, tables, ladders, and chairs. I don't know about you, but I'm not really pumped about this pay-per-view.
Me either. Like, I don't even care.
The only match that would be interesting to me would be the Cody Rhodes versus Booker T. Or the Zack Ryder versus Dolph Ziggler to see if Zack Ryder finally wins it. Because you all know. Oh, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I'm more excited tonight about the Survivor season finale than I am about
the pay-per-view. Yeah, I am too, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
This was a real good Survivor.
Yep. I can't wait to see tonight.
And unless if Albert backstabs him, I just don't see him. I don't see Coach not winning.
I think Ozzy's going to win it, man.
Oh, yes, right. Ozzy is the other wild card because Ozzy, even though he lost the game, but he keep winning the redemption game. So he could be a favorite to win also. And unlike everybody else who's been in the game, who's been in the Redemption Island, they take it as a punishment. This guy, he's using this like as a training facility. He's eating fish. You know, he's having fun. You know, while everybody else is doing the backstage politics, you know, trying to get votes, you know, build alliances and all that stuff. Him, he's just getting a mental break.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it. I think he's going to kick a Russell's nephew's son, Russell.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, he's going to win it all.
Yeah, I think he'll definitely whoop Russell. But Russell, I mean, not Russell, Brandon. Brandon is probably the biggest physical threat that he's faced this whole season since he's been on Redemption.
Yeah.
I guess the other threat would have been when he was facing his two other allies when they had that. Remember they had that three, that triple threat kind of thing a couple of weeks ago.
Mhm. Yeah.
That could have been his other biggest threat. And what's her name? The girl. What's the name of the girl that got eliminated?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Then what's her name?
Elaine? No, it wasn't Elaine.
Oh. Started with E, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, it was with an E. I can't remember her name.
E-O-Y.
Elise? I forgot her name, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was close to winning this week, but her block was in the wrong order.
Yeah, she was cool.
So
far,
she's eliminated. Oh, well. So it should be a huge Survivor tonight. Definitely going to check that out after the finish. And it should be a fun series, a fun matchup this Saturday at the new MetLife Stadium.
I can't wait.
Yep. Well, hopefully, Jeff could somehow miraculously pull this game out, but I don't think it's going to happen. But gotta believe.
We'll see.
But, I hope so too, man. Guys, I'll see you guys next week. I will wish you a happy Merry Christmas next week. But until then, I'm William Ramon. My co-host here, Macaulay Matthews. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
No problem, man.
And I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legends. And I will see you guys next week after the Knicks game against Celtics. Preferably.